Omnigender? Whistleblowers reveal UK's woke deep state recognizes over 100 genders. By Kurt Sindelka on May 29, 2022. Omnigender, pangender, two-spirit, and grey gender are among the growing list of over 100 genders recognized by Britain's permanent bureaucracy. Whistleblowers within the civil service have revealed. The British deep state, compromised of notionally impartial civil servants who remain largely in place regardless of who holds political office, has allegedly adopted swathes of leftist tenets surrounding previously fringe theories on gender and sexuality, with bureaucrats being told to refrain from using gender terms such as mother, father, ladies, gentlemen, and even his, and to inform colleagues of one's preferred pronouns as to avoid co-workers misgendering each other. Official human resources guidelines have said that Whitehall staff should use the pronouns she/sir for those who do not identify as either a male or a woman, but also noted that civil servants have the right to a flexible gender expression that differs from day to day, The Telegraph reported. Whistleblowers within Whitehall told the British broadsheet that although it has not been disclosed to the public who fund their salaries, the civil service has recognized over 100 genders in official documents including omnigender, pangender, two-spirit, gender outlaw, demigender, gender void and grey gender. My colleagues and I were informed by HR that there are over 100 recognized gender identities in the civil service as staff are permitted to self-identify their gender without any medical input and regardless of biological sex, a source told the paper. This came as quite a surprise to me as I'd always thought there was only two biological sex. The report claimed that genders are logged in the personnel records and that those who deliberately misgender a colleague will face disciplinary action. The civil service has also reportedly established an internal network for transgender and intersex staff, dubbed Agender, which according an internal document is open to those who self-identify as transgender, transsexual, non-binary, gender fluid, genderqueer, gender variant, cross-dresser, genderless, third gender or bigender, and intersex. The Telegraph noted that the document stresses that the list is not exhaustive. A senior staff member at the Department for International Trade claimed to have been told that he should spend 20% of his corporate objective time working within corporate identity networks in order to build a more inclusive civil service. Examples of such activities included attending a gender non-conforming book club and celebrating Non-Binary Awareness Week. I was hired to do trade policy and yet the taxpayer pays me to waste 20% of my corporate work time on this crap, the official said. The British deep state has also held internal events for a Trans Day of Remembrance and a Bi-Visibility Day to raise awareness for bisexual and biromantic erasure. The civil service also celebrated World Afro Day in which staff were told about the hair bias against Afro hair. Following the murder of Sarah Everard and Sabina Nessa in London last year, the Home Office allegedly held listening circles in which staff members were segregated by those who identify as a man, identify as a woman, and identify as a woman of color. It's absurd to claim people can self-identify as their opposite sex, let alone another race. This language is now, however, commonplace among civil service newspeak, it is claimed. Meanwhile, in contrast to the adults working in Whitehall, Attorney General Sue Ella Braverman has argued that public schools should not pander to pupils and address them by their chosen pronouns, saying that to her it seemed as though schools were actively engaging in attempts to spark gender dysphoria within children. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.